credit, EITC day, or I should say, get your child tax credit, EITC day of action, with the focus on action. The American Rescue Plan included a dramatic expansion of the child tax credit and the first ever monthly delivery. The American Rescue Plan also had a major increase for the earned income tax credit. Now, I am so old that I was here in 1993 at the White House when President Clinton created the first credit for workers without dependent children. I'm also old enough to have watched for 28 years as it was never increased once until the American Rescue Plan, until the Biden-Harris administration and Congress not only increased it, but tripled it to $1,500 and increased the eligibility for older and younger workers. And we finally, at long last, made lasting reforms for the children of Puerto Rico. Now, I will be direct. Everyone here wanted to be further at this point in having extended these two American Rescue Plan tax cuts. I assure you, no one in the Biden-Harris administration is not still fighting hard or has given up. But this day is about ensuring that all Americans eligible for the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit expansion receive them. Now, we knew from our first Child Tax Credit Awareness Day on June 14th that this meant implementation had to be both from the top down and the bottom up. We have learned together in meeting with groups across the country, in weekly calls, in deep dive meetings, that signing up everyone is challenging, that it requires perseverance, and not only smart federal policies and additional funding, but smart outreach, navigators, human touch from trusted sources in trusted places. Every time we have improved our efforts over this last year, it was due to consulting and listening with many of you, the grassroots champions of the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. On this day of action, hundreds and hundreds of children's groups, nonprofits, foundations, advocacy groups for racial justice, rural communities, tribal government, Puerto Rico, foster youth, those with disabilities, have again risen to the call and have pledged events and actions throughout the tax filing season to help everyone get the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. This includes mayors from across this country, from Mike Dugan in Detroit and Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago to Daniel Levine Cava in Miami-Dade County. It includes a day of action event by six of our greatest congressional champions: Rosa DeLauro, Michael Bennett, Cory Booker, Reverend Warnock, Susan DelBene, and Sherrod Brown. It includes an all-of-government effort at outreach, at texting, at connecting people with our new childtaxcredit.gov. And these are efforts go from Social Security Administration to the Department of Health and Human Services. It is truly a coalition for economic dignity. But if you are like me, nothing speaks more to the commitment of the Biden-Harris administration to the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit, that the two women who agreed to be our champions today just happened to be the Vice President of the United States and the Secretary of Treasury. They are what you might call pretty high-level co-conspirators for economic justice. And this is not the first time, nor will it be the last, that they have worked together in this cause. They did not just wander into this auditorium. They have dedicated their lives to economic justice and reducing economic inequality. And while we have a special guest who's going to introduce the Vice President, I cannot fail to add one note to that introduction. In 2018, when Vice President Harris was Senator Harris, she was the principal author of the LIFT Act, which was one of the forerunners of the monthly payments. And I never saw anyone make a stronger case as to its importance for reducing predatory lending, reducing poverty, and lifting day by day, daily dignity. With that, I want to bring on one of those grassroots champions, one of the people who makes all the difference, of which nothing good can really happen without the efforts of people like this. Her name is Sharon Holquin. She has been a VITA volunteer since 2009. She is a dedicated volunteer, mom, grandma, and there's probably no one who better represents the people that are out there on this call today, and more fitting to introduce the Vice President of the United States than Sharon. Sharon, the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sharon Holquin, and I am born and raised in Washington, D.C., and I have been part of the VITA tax communication community since 2009. From that time, I have learned so much about the Earned Income Credit and the Child Tax Credit. I had raised my son and my grandson in a part of this program. However, I have learned so much from the program, as well as they have offered a lot of other programs with it as well when you apply for your tax return. It's very important for everyone to know the value of how you can get involved to receive the Earned Income Credit and the Child Tax Credit as well for your children and your family. From this, I have learned how to enjoy my life with my children, as well as to encourage other people in the community about it. Now, and I would like to take this time, first time I ever met Vice President Harris, which is an honor to introduce her to the program, as she helps those who doesn't understand and to let them know that it's very important and they are here to help us, as well as to show us the direction of how we can live a better life. So having this opportunity, and it's an honor, I really appreciate her, admire her for all that she's done and all she's doing and all what she's about to do. So everyone who's listening, please take this opportunity to learn and to cherish and value that you are not alone, that we're all working with you and we're all working together. It doesn't matter how the level of your life is, there's still hope and there's still an opportunity to better your life. And I would like to introduce Vice President Harris so that she can share with y'all the value and the importance of this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon, for that very meaningful introduction. And Sharon and I were talking earlier, you know, there's so much about the Child Tax Credit that is about the impact, the intergenerational impact. And Sharon was sharing with me that her grandfather actually worked with President Kennedy. And we were talking about the fact that obviously her family has a long, strong, and deep commitment to public service and this good work. So thank you, Sharon, for that introduction. It is good to be here with two of the most energetic champions of our nation's working families, Secretary Janet Yellen and Jean Sperling. And as many of you know, Secretary Yellen and I are working on a number of things. Jean, I heard your introduction about the conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's just a collaboration to do very important work to lift people up with one of the leaders in the world on how we do that in terms of economic empowerment. So Secretary Yellen, thank you. Jean Sperling, thank you for your years of hard work. You really are the backbone of what we as an administration have been doing with the Child Tax Credit. So on this day of action, there are so many individuals and organizations who are dedicated to action. The United Way, AARP, and Code for America. And I want to thank all of you for the work you do every day and for joining us today. So our message today is simple. If you are eligible for the Child Tax Credit and the Earned Income Tax Credit, we want you to get those credits. And you know why. Working families deserve a break. Last month, I received a letter from a mother in Pennsylvania. She and her husband have four children. They both work 50-hour weeks. They coordinate their schedules to minimize the cost of childcare. and their family is still barely holding on. They just need a little help. And that's what she told me in her note. A hand up, not a handout, a hand up. And I receive letters like this all the time. The truth is, there are people across our nation who work hard every day and still struggle to get by. And it should not be this way in our country, in the United States of America. And the president and I firmly believe that we have to do better. And that is why we fought to expand the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit as part of the American Rescue Plan, to give families and working people a little help. The American Rescue Plan increased the child tax credit and extended it to millions more families. And the American Rescue Plan also nearly tripled the maximum earned income tax credit and made it available to workers between 19 and 24 years of age, as well as to workers 65 years old and above. These tax credits are already making a difference. In fact, thanks to the child tax credit, we are on a path to cut child poverty in America by 40%. That bears repeating. We are on a path to cut child poverty by 40%. This is historic, and as I said earlier, will have generational impact. Millions of families have used their monthly child tax credit CTC check to put food on the table, to save for college, to cover daily expenses, and to pay down debt. That is why this day of action is so important. If you are eligible for either of these credits, or even if you think you might be eligible, please go to the following website, childtaxcredit.gov, childtaxcredit.gov. It is a quick and easy way to check whether you qualify. And if you qualify, all you need to do to receive benefits is to file your taxes. Now, one more important note. If you are one of the more than 30 million families who have already received the child tax credit, you still need to file your taxes. So that is the only way to receive the second half of what you are owed. So remember, you are owed more, but you still need to file your taxes. Everyone here knows it will take a hands-on-deck approach to get people signed up for these credits. So we need help. We need state and local governments to send out texts to remind folks of what they are entitled to receive. We need faith-based organizations to spread the word at houses of worship. We need community groups to get people the help they need to file their taxes. And we need everyone to spread the word, be it at Sunday dinner, at the barbershop, at work, at school, and at home. And I believe and I know our work will be worth it, because every family we lift up, when we do that, we lift up our entire nation. And that's why the president and I will keep fighting to extend these measures for years to come. And I'll close today where I began, with that mother from Pennsylvania. In her letter, she wrote that earlier this year, her family started receiving the monthly child tax credit. And with the money, she described that they bought food, they paid their daily expenses, and they supported local businesses in the process. She wrote, "Nothing fancy, just making a difference." So it's enough to make a difference. And that's why we are here today, to make a difference for working families across our nation, to offer just a little help. So thank you all for what you have done and will continue to do. Let's keep getting the word out, and be well and take care. Thank you.
Administration passed the child tax credit when Manchin says BBB is done. Can you give us any updates on the Supreme Court process?
Thank you.